for those practitioners who are familiar with soil health, there's been a lot of focus on croplands. And there's a great understanding, and we've made great advancement on our knowledge of how to improve the health of the soils on cropland. But last I checked, there's also soils underneath grazing and pasture lands and also forested lands. So what the National Grazing Lands Coalition is going to help us do is they're going to go out and pilot test new ways, what are the different effective practices we can use on range and pasture lands to ultimately improve the health of the soil. What we really want to do is work with livestock producers and figure out what are the practices, but also the management techniques that they can use to not just improve the health of the vegetation that they care about, the forage for their animals, but ultimately it's about the health of their soil. So they're not just livestock producers, they're not just grass farmers, they really are soil conservationists. And if you care for your soils, you're therefore ensuring the long-term capacity of your rangelands and your pasture lands to grow forage that then you can use for your livestock. And it will help you better withstand drought, as also as wet periods, and really ultimately will provide for an economically sustainable ranching operation. So we're very excited to partner with the National Grazing Lands Coalition.
Of the $15.7 million in SIG grants, over $279,000 will go to the National Grazing Lands Coalition. Chief Weller said they are trying to innovate and identify new ways to do their business. If you'd like to learn more about these efforts, just go to their website. That's nrcs.usda.gov. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.